Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene. Okay, here we are. Episode
hello.
48 of BT IndyCast. Streaming live once again, trying to make that happen.
We shall overcome.
Yeah, well, it was fun experimenting with this video stuff. I mean, I said it like we don't do it anymore. It was fun back then.
Yeah, I'm digging it. I like it. Except for my wife said I need to get another shirt because, you know, I didn't have this same shirt on last week. I did, but it wasn't the same shirt.
Well,
I'm going to have to get another shirt.
Unfortunately, as you can see by the side view, I didn't shave. And
the glasses.
I forgot. I've got my glasses on. No one even knows I wear glasses.
That's what I was about to say. There's only a few people in the world that have seen you in the glasses.
Yeah, that's the truth, because I'm legally blind, and they are as thick as Luther
Dickinson's
glasses, and that's an obscure reference right there. The lead singer for North Mississippi. But how you doing, Joe?
I'm kicking fairly high.
Well, how good. You? Good, good. I'm hanging in there. Excited about trying to get some of this new stuff going. New technology, keeping up with the curve, you know.
Yeah, there's interwebs and stuff. Right. It's hard to keep up.
Well, as you can see, whoever can see, if they're watching this, and they're going to be watching all week. Last week, we were using one webcam. And you know my motto, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. So now we have a three-camera setup. Yeah, there's the one camera, and then we got there's the Joe cam right there. And then we got the group cam right here.
That is the groovy cam.
Yeah, the groovy cam. So I worked all week just totally geeking out, getting this rolling. And, I mean, I've spent money. It's ridiculous. But
that's what money's for.
Spending. So now we can do these shows and a little bit better quality. And we're still doing the audio show. We're, like I said last week, just so happens we've got a video of it too. As always, we got the chat room too. I want to mention
chat room.
You can
there
go to the chat room and check out the show.
Shoot questions at us, comments, snide remarks.
Joe will be checking out all your comments.
I'm the co-host / board
chat room moderator.
Moderator interceptor.
I'm going to stay away from the chat room because I can't concentrate enough to look over there and continue hosting the show. So anyway, there we go. March the 2nd.
March 2nd.
This year is flying
episode
by.
Episode 40. I know. God.
Just imagine we're getting ready to hit 50. I can't wait. We got 50 is half of 100, so that's
and
a milestone.
I come on this crazy train at like 17 or something.
Yeah. Can you believe I did those, a lot of them by myself, just talking? But anyway.
Was it kind of like the Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. You know,
yes.
The next song's going to be. But we started the BT IndyCast to talk about local music, local venues, areas for people to play and to play local music. And by local, I mean, you know, people from Kentucky. And then we've branched out to indie bands because there's a lot of good bands out there that need to be heard. So that's what we're doing. And let's just go ahead and play some independent music that rocks. This is the band Steppin' Stone. We've played them much. We love them.
big favorite of the IndyCast.
Yeah, and these guys are from, I think, Madisonville, Kentucky.
Madisonville, yeah.
They were nice enough to send me a full CD, and they actually have an awesome version of Bad Moon Rising that I'm going to try to track down.
Yeah, we gotta play that.
Yeah, it's killer.
It's different. It's same but different, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's dark and serious and all that. Yeah. But these guys are awesome band. If you're ever in Madisonville, you need to check them out. They're Stepping Stone, and we're going to do a song called Just Get Out for you. Playing games, I'm not a jealous count. Try to hurt me, but you're wasting time. Say you're leaving, but you're still not gone. If you're packing hell, you're taking too long. Get out the door, you don't want to stay. I'm tired of looking at you anyway. Get out the door. Stepping Stone, one of Kentucky's finest, I think.
Kentucky proud product. Yeah,
that's good. That song, Just Get Out, from Madisonville. Stepping Stone. They used to be called Days of Freedom. And Stepping Stone, that's a better name.
I like Stepping Stone better.
Yeah, yeah. They were Days with a Z. So.
Somebody says we don't look that old.
Awesome. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Has there been a comment about her age? They don't look that old.
They also like my shirt.
Well, it's a very spiffy shirt there. It's that standard blue issue.
At least
issue.
It's UK blue.
Yeah. So, we got there's new shows we can talk about.
They've added some dates since we've last spoke.
Yeah, and new venues. People are texting me. By the way, I'm not anywhere near the phone. I'm not going to answer it. I don't know what happens, but about five people a night call.
They wait till the show
during the
on.
Show. Now, I do plan on being able to have people call in and be on the show.
We got to get that going. We got to get that rolling. We got to talk to our producer about that.
Yeah, something
get
like
a
that.
Phone screener.
But so, Joe,
they have added a couple dates in Lexington and a couple different venues. Chris Knight. You a fan of him?
Yeah.
Me and Brett's talked about him on here before.
Yeah, I've never really got too much into it, but
it's kind of Americana,
acoustic rock.
Acoustic. He tends a little bit to go to the country on a few things.
Oh yeah,
not
wasn't he in Summit City
sound? I think he had. Yeah, I think he has
I
been.
Think it was
Summit City. And then Galactic is going to be at Buster's April 13th.
Galactic is an awesome. First of all, Buster's, in my opinion, the best live venue in Lexington right now, just because of the cool factor and good parking and all that.
You know how the it's like the wide, the big warehouse looking, you know, when you get in there,
right?
Big warehouse,
tall ceilings, open and long.
The Orange Peel in Asheville, I went there 2 weekends ago. I mean, I think Buster's got a lot of their inspiration from there. They got the big fan in the middle.
That's one thing. There is a fan at Buster's. I kid you not. It is at least 20. The blades are 20 feet long.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, and that sucker, I don't know what that used to be, but
the building used to be a tobacco warehouse.
Well, maybe they use those fans to dry out the tobacco.
And a distillery later on. Well, or vice versa.
Anyway, Buster's, one of the good venues in Lexington, and Galactic, an awesome band to go see.
Awesome. It's like funk. It's like New Orleans, Memphis stuff, kind of funky soul stuff.
Yeah,
but they do some rock and stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do some rock and stuff. I've heard them do some Zeppelin, and it's bad to the bone.
Stanton Moore, the drummer, is one of the most underrated drummers out there by far.
So Galactic, at Buster's. When is it?
April 13th, Buster's Billiards and Backroom, Lexington.
That's cool. Is there any other new additions that we didn't talk about last week?
Some people might like this. I dig some of their 90s stuff. Alice in Chains is going to be at Big Sandy Superstore Arena.
I think that's cool.
In Huntington, West Virginia, April 19th.
April is the month, because I know I've got about 10 or 11 events going on in April.
You're a little busy, aren't you?
I'm a little busy, but
another guy that, late 90s, early 2000s, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Where's he going to be?
Stuff. Charleston at the Clay Center.
Well, that's cool.
March 26th. That's some pretty good.
Yeah, that's some good ones.
Good rock, blues stuff.
Listen to this. I think we talked about this a little bit, but first of all, Johnny Neal, if you don't know who Johnny Neal is, he used to play in the Allman Brothers.
Played keyboards,
which is odd, but yeah. is he blind?
I think he's legally blind. I think he can see a little, but he's legally blind.
Well, they advertise him as the greatest blind organ player or something.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
And we have some local talent, has some ties to Johnny Neal.
Really?
The Mullins,
JR and Goo?
Goo, yeah. They went down to Nashville just gigging around trying to do something and run into him, and they recorded some stuff in his basement. And I have to dig it out somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be cool.
Well,
Johnny Neal, phenomenal organ. I mean, phenomenal.
Yes.
So he played last weekend in Hazard, $10 ticket, weird, and a house band. So I had some friends go, Dustin Hoover and a couple buddies, and they said, and, you know, I hope the chances are this won't get back to this drummer. They said the worst drummer they've ever heard setting in as the house drummer for Johnny Neal. It was so bad, he was waving him down and making him stop, and he was like, he said, this next song is a shuffle, and looked over at him, you know.
Oh, no.
So, and you had Neil and Dustin, both good drummers, sitting there in the crowd watching this train wreck, you know. But Seth Davis played guitar for him.
Oh, yeah, he plays a lot with him everywhere. Yeah.
So he was in Harris, so that was cool. But, yeah, Johnny Neal, who would ever guess? You know that goes to show you, be on the lookout for these little clubs here and there because you never know who's going to pop in.
I saw Johnny Neal in Lexington. And speaking of one extreme, the other drummers, Matt Apps played drums with him.
Which is Government Mule's drummer.
And Seth Davis played guitar. And it was a little bitty club. I mean,
the Fish Tank?
Fish Tank.
Yeah.
Very, very small. I mean, literally, I was from me to you to Matt Apps. I'm not lying. I could reach over and do a crash for him if he wanted. But, yeah, Johnny Neal, unbelievable organ. Played a lot of Beatles stuff. I mean, just.
That's cool. Well, you know, the funny thing, Joe, on IndyCast, it reaches out to the whole world.
Yeah, I know.
And it's surprising. Because of this interweb, you know, this technology that we got going on here, you know, we search around and we find killer indie bands. Well, do you remember the band from Norway that sent us some songs? They said they listened to our show.
Yeah.
Superfloor. Superfloor, an awesome classic rock band from Norway, sent us some music, and we've played some of their songs before. And we've got another one we're gonna rock out here. We've played this one a few times. Oddly enough, and I didn't plan this, but Stepping Stones was Just Get Out, and here's a little tune from Superfloor, a band from Norway called Get Out of Here.
Get Out of Here.
Get out. Well, think about that, man. All the way from Norway.
Norway.
A classic rock band that was
We do reach very the cool. masses.
I just have one question. Get drunk and chew? Is in the, that's a comment?
Yeah, that's a comment. We're trying to figure out what that is.
I had the chat room turned off for a second, but I'm back on it now. And you like the shirt, yeah. I see all those comments now. But, yeah, Superfloor from Norway.
If anybody out there can give me an idea of what kind of shirt to wear next week, I might pull it off.
What? You might pull the shirt off?
I might pull the idea off.
Hey, you know, superfloor.net is their website, and if you go there, last time I was there, they had a bunch of songs you could download for free, so definitely worth checking out. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Hey, let's talk about, we talked about a few concerts. Of course, we've got the same ones coming. Carrie Underwood's come to the Expo April 3rd, and that's going to be a massive show. 3 Days Grace, April 7th at the Expo. And then we got the old Hank Jr., the 17th.
The big Hillbilly Days weekend.
Yeah, with the Grascals, and we're going to have the Hillbilly Days, the Expo stage, Tube 5 stage.
Outside.
And like always, they'll, we're going to be rocking some local bands.
Do you have enough? Do you need some requests? Do you need fill slots?
There's it's like anything. I'm getting all these people wanting to play, and I have to shuffle around and try to make it happen.
Right.
And I'm having a lot of people ask. I actually, starting in about February, have had people starting to ask, can they play?
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. And I've kind of solidified probably about 10 bands so far. And I wish I could get, it's a pretty good variety. This year, it looks like it's going to be a lot of rock, which is not a bad thing.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, we got some good rock and roll bands. And you know what's pretty cool and makes me, one of the reasons, if I must get a little, what's the word? I don't know. But a few bands that have never played out or are really fresh bands I'm letting play this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty cool. I'm glad that I have a resource that they can get out and jam on a big stage. It's not a big stage, but a good sounding stage, loud, in front of a lot of people.
Potential, yeah. The potential of people walking by. The Hillbilly Days Festival is huge.
Right. So we're going to have a lot of rock and roll bands, some country bands, and all kinds of good stuff. I mentioned this before. The Grascals is playing a free set Saturday at 5:15 out on our stage. That's before awesome. They go inside.
And then they go in and open up for Hank, right?
Right. And then they go in and open up for Hank. Let's talk about this video thing for just a little bit. I don't want to take too much time on it because we still have the majority of our downloads are audio only.
Yes.
You know. But I told you this prior to the show, 282 views on this show over the week.
Since last Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Since last Tuesday at 7, 282 views of this show. That's pretty good. I mean, I'm very impressed with that.
I'm excited.
I was thinking that it would be 12 and four of them would be us. So...
Yeah, I'm excited. That's awesome.
And 10 of them was the day that we did the show. And then February 24th, I think. Let's see. I'm just trying to look here.
That was Wednesday.
18 views. And then later on in the week, one day we had 52 views of the show.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped. In 7 days, we had 282 views. And the last time I looked, which it isn't as many, but we had about 160 audio downloads.
Yeah, I was about to look just now.
But so that's very cool. Combine those, you're talking 400, over 400,
yep.
Of last week's show. So
everybody
very
get the
good.
Word out.
Yeah, let
get
everybody
the word
know.
Out and we try to play some grooving music.
Yeah,
independent and local and. Rock, blues, bluegrass.
All of it. We like it all.
Anything.
If it's local, the talent's here, then we're here. We're here to
support. You don't have to be famous. You just got to be good.
That's pretty good. I'm not even going to mention what's going on. Well, there's a few things going on at the Mac. Reformation is like a gospel thing that's going on at the Mac, which is pretty cool. They have that every year. You need to go check that out. Brett Michaels is coming April 1st or so. We already touched on that.
Get your hair band look going.
Yeah. Summit City, there's a few things going on. In March, I was just looking through. They have a toga party on the 12th, March 12th at Summit City. That
toga party.
I'm scared of that.
You're there, aren't you?
The one and only, the infamous Tim Michaels.
Tim Michaels.
Is going to be at the Summit City on April 3rd. So that's a must.
Competing with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, so if you're a Tim Michaels fan, then go to Summit City.
Everybody knows Tim Michaels.
Yeah, everybody knows Tim. But that's a definite must. Like I said, if you're a Tim Michaels fan, go see it. What else? Oh, I wanted to touch on this for anybody listening from Johnson County, I think. Paintsville's in Johnson County, right?
Yep.
But they have this, what is this again? The museum?
What is it called? Country Music
Highway Museum.
Highway 23 Country Music Museum.
Yeah, I've never been there. Supposedly it's a pretty cool place.
I've been there once, and it was for a wedding reception.
Oh, well, there you go.
So they've got things in there from Loretta Lynn, Crystal Gayle, Ricky Skaggs, Larry Cordell. You know, everybody that was up and down US 23 that was raised, you know, Dwight Yoakam, a few things Dwight Yoakam, which this has been 3 years ago. They've probably added more.
Well, I know that they're having, they have different things there, but I just wanted to let everybody know they have a front porch picking night every Thursday. And I think that's cool. You can show up with your flat top and get in and play some music with everybody, you know.
Get up there and jam.
So,
the guys are saying that the comments on the chat room was for the fan was used for dry the tobacco at Buster's in Lexington.
To dry the tobacco.
Yes.
See, you not only do you get good music, but you learn something.
Cultural information.
But anyway, front porch picking every Thursday at 7 at this museum place. And if you're a bluegrass, or I'm sure it's bluegrass and country, but
majority of it, yeah.
If you're a picker and you're looking for a place to go, how cool is that? In your own town, you can go drop by. And didn't you say the Mac had that for a while, or
they normally do it over the summer. That this might be like going to continue it somewhere else,
right?
And then back to the Mountain Arts Center in the summer.
I think that's neat.
Yeah, it's they. Some people at the Mountain Arts Center have told me that by the end of the summer, they have like a full stage of pickers. They're just jamming away.
That's pretty neat. Makes me want to set a stage up here in the parking lot.
And then out in the audience. I mean, there's like, 200-300 people sometimes.
Well, that's cool. That's what it's all about, having a resource. Let's be honest, the museum and the Mac is funded by state and government funding.
Arts Council.
So that should be open to the public to be able to do cool things like that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. I think that's cool. You want Seventh Time Down again. They're not coming. I don't know if they are or not. But I see what happens when I look over. I look at the chat room.
Well, I was reading it, trying to figure out what he meant.
Yeah, it's a man. Oh, I remember Seventh Time Down. I had them on the Hillbilly Day the Tube Fest stage. And, it was good stuff.
I see.
Let me just hit one more thing here, and then we're going to play the archive.org song of the week. And it's a special one. It's fun. But listen to this, guys. Archive.org wouldn't come up.
It's not coming up. What's the deal?
It won't come up.
You're reading again.
I'm going to have to exit.
And there was a comment made just now that we had talked about earlier that we're going to get to.
What's that? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll get to it here in a second.
What was I talking about?
Archive.org is down.
Yeah,
right,
so
now.
You know, every week I go to archive.org and get a song so we can do a song of the week. And I highly recommend the website, but it won't come up today.
Yeah, we're having trouble today.
So, but I did look it up. Over 70,000 concerts you can download. 70,000 concerts at archive.org you can download for free and listen to. You can even embed them on your site and have people play them from your site.
I remember when it was like 5,000. They were advertising 5,000 concerts.
Over 70,000 concerts. And you can't beat that. So, in honor of that, the old
Tony's favorite band,
archive.org. I'm going to go see them.
And you're going this
Saturday.
Weekend.
Saturday, I'm going to go see Humphreys McGee, one of the top bands out there. Everyone needs to love Humphreys McGee. This is kind of a long song. We might fade it out here a little bit because
I have a feeling Mad Apps 23 is agreeing with me about Humphreys McGee.
Mad Apps 23. Listen, Humphreys McGee is awesome. This song is awesome. They're going to be in the Madison Theater, below just south of Cincinnati.
On the Kentucky side.
On the Kentucky side. They're going to be there Saturday. I've already got tickets.
March 6th.
Yep, at Will Call. Everybody needs to check them out. And we're going to play you the Archive Song of the Week this week by Humphreys McGee. They're doing a cover. It's Layla.
Thank you.
You can't tell me that isn't a good version of Layla. Joe.
The vocals are a little off.
It's a jam band. You don't have to sing in a jam band.
I know a jam band that does Layla.
Are we talking about Government Mule?
No.
Who?
Allman Brothers.
Oh. Well, good Lord. They have some lineage in that. You know?
Well, still.
I see that the Exile is going to be there.
Exile Reunion at the Mountain Arts Center. And I think we might have mentioned it last week, but we did forget this evening. So thanks for all you kind sirs out there.
Yeah, and how cool is it finding out all these other backroom.
backroom negotiations.
Porch pickers. Front porch. Front porch pickers. That's pretty cool.
And we have some news about some chat rumors had mentioned earlier that we were going to mention was Hall & Oates bass player.
Hall & Oates bass player.
What was his name? Walk? I forgot his name. Tom Walk died at 58. I mean, how young? I mean, 58.
Yeah, I mean, that's real young.
I didn't know he'd played. Somebody mentioned the Saturday Night Live band. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've probably seen him and just didn't know.
I love his band. If he's in
I don't know
house
how long ago. I don't know.
Well, I'm old, so I probably.
I still remember G.E. Smith and the Saturday Night Live band. That's
for
the
sure
one I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
So that might have been. Is that the same you're thinking about?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
And all the Hall & Oates songs. Think about all the bass lines in Hall & Oates songs.
Yeah, I know. Hall & Oates was a good old
band.
I
mean, good, recognizable bass lines. Sure, right. There's plenty, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So, Exile. No Ray. I see I want to go off on it, but there's no sense.
Our buddy Ray.
Ray and Steve
used
both.
To be with him. And Steve.
They've kind of, you know.
Play drums with him.
Doing that thing that thing where, you know, they get in there and get nostalgic and get the original members and raise the price.
They're on that tour again.
Raise the fee.
I think it was last year they got all back together, didn't they?
Yeah. But, two things I want to talk about here. I don't know where we're at on time. Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. I thought we might be going over on our time. But two things. One, as you can see, I've been switching some cameras and stuff. We're experimenting with this video thing. And I'm talking to AT&T about getting better bandwidth so we can improve the quality. They just want a fortune to change my upload speed because I'm a business.
Of course.
But I'm still trying to talk to them, and I'm trying to get some better upload speed. So I think it'll be cool. And two, off camera, you can't really see it right now, but we're working on a little staging area so we can have live guests. And not only can we have a live guest, Joe.
Yes.
But we can have a live guest that goes over to a soundstage and plays some acoustic tracks for us live on the show.
We're working on the stage.
How cool is that?
It's right over from us.
Yeah, and so we'll be able to shoot to another camera shot. And somebody can, you know, do the old acoustic thing.
We're working on a guest next week, possibly.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have this rolling next week. And what I would like to do is I'd like to bring, you know, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. I'd like to bring Mickey Bentley over here.
Oh, yes.
And
Mickey.
Have him talk about the Mac and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. From definitely inside perspective. I mean, me and you both have worked there at different times, but it's been a while.
Yeah. But, I mean, he bleeds Mac.
So. Oh, yeah. He is the Mac.
But I'd like to bring him here. I'd like to bring, you know, Stephen Bell from the Reformation thing. Let him come in and talk about all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And maybe even old Brett Bentley. Let him come and talk about the Expo.
Our old friend Brett that's supposed to one of these days be joining us again.
I know. It's the two musketeers for way too long. We need to get him back in here. But anyway, so we are doing, we're working on a couple of different things. You know, see how far I've come this week, Joe, from being this insane. It's going to be ridiculous next week. We're going to have boom cameras and live remotes outside, and I'm going to have a DJ.
Live remotes. Beaming it up.
Yeah, jam bands do the coolest covers.
And next week, I want the green M&Ms in my dressing room.
Yeah. No. Another thing I want to hit real fast is I started a group on Facebook. called Kentucky Independent Musicians. Everybody that I know that's a musician has probably already joined it. But here's the thing. I want to make a place where we can all go. Imagine this. Let's say Dustin Hoover's band is playing at Dandy's, and Cody can't make it, their bass player.
Yep.
He can go to this and say, hey, we've got a gig at Dandy's this weekend, Friday and Saturday night. It's $100 a night. I need a bass player.
Can you play a bass?
Boom. The illustrious Mickey Bentley once again says, boom. Hey, I own a bass, and I own bass.
The bass is scared of him.
So it would be a good place for us to do that. And on that Facebook place, you know, I'm asking people to list cool places to play so bands can figure it out, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, I hate to say network, but it's a good place for everybody to find out of each other. Like, for example, Joe, how many steel players are there in this area? Not many.
No, not very many. We know one good one, one big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there's a couple. Whited's dad is an awesome steel player, Jim. Yep. And Ricky V.
Yep.
So right off the bat, if you, looking for a steel player,
yep,
you can, he's a member. And anyway, I think it's a good thing. Kentucky Independent Musicians, it's on Facebook. Do a little search, find it. If you're a musician, join it. If you're not a musician, join it. If you promote or you like musicians, I don't know.
Yep, hop on it.
Yeah, but so that's pretty cool. That's two things that I'm bringing to the table on this episode 48. We're about to hit 50. I'm getting excited.
Oh, yeah. Big 5-0, like you said, half of 100.
That says something, doesn't it?
Are we going to catch up to Bobby with the country cast?
Yeah, I'll have to break her leg or something. Yeah, no. Speaking of that, where's she at?
She's logged in.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's not talking. She's quiet tonight.
I don't see her.
Bobby B.
Oh, there she is. I had to refresh. But anyway, we're hoping to be able to have live people. I mean, live people. Not only are they live, but they can sing. Joe, I was taking a drink. You're supposed to talk.
I didn't know.
But, yeah, so I want to start bringing some people on here. That'll be fun. Let me hit some of the stuff that we always do. Nobody covers Clapton like Clapton. Oh, come on. Humphreys McGee is awesome. But, anyway, btmg.tv is the website where all this takes place. And after tonight, you'll be able to download just an MP3 copy. You can subscribe to it even, put it on your iPod, listen to the shows later on. And or you can watch the video. It'll be on there and it'll be playable all week. So if you have a song that you want us to play, send it to us. Tubefi, T-U-B-E-F-I @gmail.com. And we will check it out, and we'll play it. If it's good,
we'll play it.
We'll play it. But if it's bad, we'll probably play it, too.
We'll play it, and, you know.
How many songs have we played this week?
We've got three. We played three.
Well, let's get one more in there, if not two. How's that?
Strike up the band.
This is Bud Carroll. One of those deals where I was just searching through MySpace, and just stumbled upon his band. They were awesome. I mean, they were awesome. He's from Huntington, West Virginia.
Yep.
And he sent me a few songs. Oddly enough, and I think I mentioned this to you, he sent me a few songs that don't sound like the stuff on his MySpace. It's a new CD.
Yeah, we talked about that.
It's still good, but it's just a different style. Jangly, kind of jangly, yeah, you know, yeah. Vox and 12-string kind of thing.
I'm impressed with his stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff for sure. So we're going to do one of those tunes for you. This is Bud Carroll, and this is off his new CD. It's called Nowhere Town.
All that remains is a rusted pair of tracks, but no one complains, 'cause they ain't looking back. We did everything we could. Now it's well understood. Everything that went away this time is gonna stay for good. No use left to blame for the truth of the cold hard fact. Such a sad, sweet refrain to see us slipping through the cracks.
Very cool song, isn't it? Bud Carroll.
Bud Carroll, Charleston.
Charleston, Huntington, somewhere through there.
West Virginia.
Good production.
Yeah, good production. It puts me in the mind of some of the 90s.
Yeah. You know who it reminds
College rock. Yeah. But it's still got like the country flavor.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the jangly thing that's going on. That's not that's not the technical way to describe it. But
I like jangly.
Yeah, it's kind of jangly.
We had a listener confirm about Tom Wolk. He did play with G.E. Smith, Saturday Night Live band.
That was a good band.
Yeah, that was a real good band.
You know, isn't it funny how everybody, whatever age group they are, thinks that's the only good Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, the 90s, you know, that was the best.
No, man, it was the 80s. That was the only time they were funny. but we
got a couple big festivals to talk about. You want to talk about them?
Go ahead.
National festivals.
Yeah, big time festivals. Everybody needs to go to a festival once in their life too, by the way.
You got the going on the Clapton theme, like we talked about earlier, the Clapton Crossroads Guitar Festival. He only does it like every 3 or 4 years. This year is Clapton, of course, Buddy Guy, Allman Brothers Band, ZZ Top, Sheryl Crow, Sonny Landreth, Steve Winwood, Jimmy Vaughn, bunch of the old blues guys, Hubert Sumlin, Johnny Lane, Keb Moe, Robert Cray.
Man, all the usual suspects.
Most of them are there every year, but the big additions this year is Allman Brothers Band, ZZ Top.
Wow, that's cool.
Sheryl Crow's there every year. Steve Winwood was there last time. Not every year, every 3 years. He does it every 3 years.
That's cool.
I don't know why, but
what's it called? The Crossroads Festival?
Crossroads Guitar Festival. It's going to be in Chicago this year.
They always make a DVD, and it's televised. DVD, or not televised, but I mean, they make a killer
DVD.
They
usually play it on PBS. As soon as they release the DVD that night, they play it on PBS.
Very cool.
So, I remember in 2007 saying, 2010, I'm going.
How'd that work out?
Look when it is. It's already 2010. And then the Wanee Festival in Florida. This is put on by the Allman Brothers Band Family Production. It's in down in Florida in April. Oh, the Clapton Festival is in June or July. June 26th. Wanee Festival, April in Florida. You got Widespread Panic two nights in a row. Government Mule, Derek and Susan's new band.
Ugh.
We won't talk about that right now.
No.
Black Keys, Dr. John, the Funky Meters, North Mississippi All-Stars. Chuck Lavelle is going to be playing with the Randall Bramlett Band. There's some big history there that they broke away from Allman Brothers and did Sea Level, kind of jazz stuff in the late 70s.
That's cool.
Devon Allman's Honey Tribe. That's like a camping. That's the big camping festival in Florida. Yeah. That's like the
major hippie fest.
Major hippie fest. I'm trying to remember the name of the place. Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park.
Nice.
In Live Oak, Florida.
Wow.
April 16th and 17th.
Very cool. I used to travel every summer and go to festivals and go crazy and never made it to Bonnaroo.
Me neither. We talked about it plenty of times, but it's gotten too commercial.
Yeah, when Tool and Police.
Metallica.
And the rapper guy.
Give me a break.
The rapper guy. What's his name?
I've already forgot.
Gold Digger. Ain't
Lil Wayne or somebody.
No. The one who said President Bush hates black people.
Kanye West.
Kanye West was there. Yeah.
Jeez. Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah. But festivals are cool. I mean, you know, they can be horrible, but I grew up going to them, and I love it.
I've went to a couple
big ones. Supporting live music.
Support live music.
That's what it's about.
I went to one in Charlotte 5 or 6 years ago. Saw Steely Dan, Wallflowers, Steve Winwood.
Wow, that's cool.
Government Mule. Mo was there. That wasn't much. But
BT Media
the
uniform.
BT Media uniform.
I need to get you a nice polo, don't I?
I know.
It'd
yeah.
be awesome.
I mean, I need something out of this. God, I'm going to get a cookie every what, show.
Fame isn't enough, Joe? Fame?
I'm already famous.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're about wrapped up here. We've got another song that we're going to do. We're jumping completely off the map, and I'm playing some old school country here coming up. But listen, this channel streams almost 24/7 with previous shows. Bobby, don't forget Bobby Bridgman's BT Countrycast. If you're a fan of country music, Americana, folk, bluegrass, all that, she does an hourly, weekly, hourly show.
Hourly show.
And she does
she
an
tired?
Hourly show weekly or whatever it's called.
Anyway.
But you can get that at this same website. If you just look over to the right, you'll see her latest show. And but this channel will stream almost 24/7. And it's going to play all of the total collection of independent music that we've got here at the studio.
You know, one of these days we might do a big special two shows in one.
Wouldn't that be cool?
A big merging of the IndyCast.
Bring Bobby
cast.
Down here and let's go crazy.
Would we be merging her show with our show or our show with her show?
Well, you know, I got to say merging since BT IndyCast was the first one.
First one. And we brought it up. So, Bobby, come on down.
Yeah. But, anybody who's just sitting around at their office, try to tune in here and listen to some cool music. I mean, I've got, I haven't brought it all in, but I think I've got about 28 hours worth of music that doesn't repeat. Mm-hmm. So you can listen over an entire day and not hear the same song twice. So. I think that's pretty cool. It's going to grow. As soon as I merge some computers, I think that we'll have about 2 days worth of music. 24/7 streaming. Just bring it up. And also on the screen, you know, it'll be when the next show's coming up. Hopefully you're going to see more shows and all that good stuff. So
everybody needs to get out there and talk about it.
Yeah, let everybody know about
this.
Send us
some music.
I would love, ultimately, you know, I would love that the chat room is just full every day, whether there's a show or not. So this is a place people can come and talk.